The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, we're coming to you from the National Ploughing Championships, and that's all with thanks to Lidl. And with me now, dermatology nurse specialist Celine Daly. And she's here, she is on a mission, because skin cancer deaths for those who work in the outdoors are very significant, Celine.
Mm-hmm. So we know that one in four deaths from skin cancer are from people who work as farmers or outdoor workers. That equates to about one death per week in Ireland. So we have a big problem with skin cancer in Ireland. We know that one in three of us will develop a skin cancer, and we know what causes skin cancer. That's the good news about skin cancer. We know the cause. 90 to 95% of skin cancers are caused by overexposure to UV light.
Now, we know the industries you're talking about, construction and farming, there mm-hmm. are other hazards on the farm or on the construction site. We rarely hear about sun as a potential death threat.
We don't in Ireland, and I suppose people think this thing of, oh, well, our weather isn't great and, you know, sure, it's raining half the time. Actually, the problem is in Ireland, we have fair skin type in general. So we have skin that burns quite easily in the sun. If you have an occupation where you're outdoors every day, that means your skin is more exposed to sun than if you work in an office, for example. So there are very high rates of skin cancer among farmers.
Now, it's estimated that almost 12,000 people every year in Ireland are diagnosed with skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And intuitively, you'd say, well, that's the women on the beach exposing themselves. It's got to be mostly women.
It's mostly men.
Mostly men.
Actually, we're doing a piece of research in Sligo Hospital at the moment and here at the Ploughing today, looking at men and women and how they differ. So we tend to see in clinic that women come in, they're the ones buying the sunscreen, they're the ones nagging the husband to go in and see the GP or the doctor. So women tend to be better taking care of their health than men. So what we're doing today is we're giving out advice on how to be sun smart. So there's two parts to skin cancer. One is prevention, and that's the most important thing. So to be sun smart, you have to seek shade between 11 and 2, wear a high factor sunscreen 30 or 50, wear sunglasses and keep the clothes on. That's long sleeves, hats, wide brim hats and long trousers as well.
Farmers listening to this would say, you must be joking. In between 11 and 2, that's, you know, I don't take that long of a lunchtime.
Yeah,
I normally just have a sandwich in the tractor or whatever. That's not practical or realistic.
It isn't. So it's the make hay while the sun shines. So obviously, if it's hay season, farmers are out all day long. But they can do part of the SunSmart code. So just getting into the habit of wearing a sunscreen, having sunscreen on their vehicle with them, their tractor, out in the shed, wearing sunglasses and keeping the clothes on. If you drive past a building site in Ireland on a day like today, which is stunningly beautiful today at the end of September, you could get sunburned today, you'll see builders for the top with the top off, for example, no hats on. So being sun smart just doesn't mean the shade and just doesn't mean sunscreen. It means keeping the clothes on, using sunscreen and keeping all these things going
together. Locations where people tend to get skin cancer. I mean, your hands are exposed all the time, even wearing a long sleeve shirt as I am today. My hands are exposed. People driving trucks and tractors, you know, they're one side of their face.
Yeah, this unilateral sun exposure we talk about, one
absolutely.
Side of the face getting skin cancers.
So are there particular parts of the body that you would see more skin cancers than others?
Yes. So the ones with the non-melanoma type skin cancers we often see on the face, the ears, the back of the neck, where men have lost their hair on the scalp, the backs of the hands. You know, but we're seeing skin cancers in places now we've never seen them before. I mean, if somebody is constantly taking off their top, for example, a man is outside working, you'll often see melanoma on the back. And the most common place for melanoma in men is actually the back. And that tends to be people who are outdoor workers who are taking their tops off. For women, it tends to be the leg, the back of the leg, because women wear skirts.
Now, you mentioned the back of the neck. Mm-hmm. And there are people who wear kind of a T-shirt as they're working gear.
Yes.
You're suggesting wear a shirt with a collar.
Shirt with a collar. So a shirt with a collar or a broad brim hat with a six inch brim that will cover the back of your neck and your sunscreen as well.
Now, sunscreen, any of us who go on holidays and you buy sunscreen, it's an expensive commodity. A farmer, a construction worker out every single day, potentially in sunshine, I mean, it would cost them a fortune to keep themselves lathered up.
But it's value for money. So what you're getting with the sunscreen is not just a moisturiser, it actually could potentially save your life. So There is a movement on at the moment to try and bring down the price of sunscreen. For example, in countries like Australia and the States, it's a legal requirement on farms and building sites that you must have your sunscreen, along with your high-vis vest, along with your working boots. And also in other countries like Australia, they take the VAT and the tax off sunscreen. So, in fact, you can buy a gallon of sunscreen quite cheaply. So we're in Ireland and in the UK, we're a little bit behind on the SunSmart message. But we are trying to copy, and that's why the HSE, we're down here with the HSE today, and stand 458, block 3, row 21. And we're giving out our SunSmart message, which is some free samples as well of sunscreen. So if anyone is hard up for sunscreen, just come on down to us. We have some samples today. But there is work in the background going on to deliver this SunSmart message.
All right. So today is a good day, actually, for the message, because it is quite a credible one when the sun is really beating down on us. It's going to be a high, they tell us, of 22 degrees today.
Yes, so the UV index is quite moderate to high. But in a day where it's cloudy, Pat, you still can get UV rays through the clouds. So if there's a fair skin type, a person can burn quite easily.
Yeah, but I'm looking out there and few people listening to us there. Anyone carrying sunscreen with you?
The lady with a perfect hat.
Oh, she has a fedora.
Yeah, she's a beautiful fedora hat. It's
a wine-coloured fedora is very, very nice.
But there's three gentlemen here that are not wearing hats.
And there's a few thin on top-ish ones should have sunscreen.
And there's a gentleman with a baseball hat. So where the baseball hat gives some protection, it doesn't give protection to the back of the neck. Sunglasses are good, but we need wraparound sunglasses, something a little bit more coverage. But that's 2 out of 5 you have. But there's some bad students here at the front, so we'll have to...
There's a young fella there with a straw fedora as well.
Yes.
He's well
very
protected.
Good. That's
he's
perfect.
He's well protected.
Yes, and clothing covering. That's perfect. But Daddy needs to have his hat on too.
Okay. Now, just repeat, please, where you're going to be today.
So we're in stand 458, block 3, row 21. We're in the Government Village. So we're bang in the middle of the Ploughing Championship here. And we're actually covering everything today in the HSE. Bowel screening. Start. We're doing healthy eating, stop smoking, dietary advice. So, we're kind of in the middle there talking about skin and the sun. So, please come down. You're more than welcome.
Dermatology nurse specialist Celine Daly, thank you very much.
Thank you.